It's Bruce Day. 611. Is the episode that is this one. And do you know, Liebot, what the best cheese for nachos is?
No.
It's easy. It's called Tyler Dryblatt, and it's from France. But Tyler Dryblatt's not here today. There's just two of us. It's me and Emily. Tyler said he couldn't do it, and I thought I had a third person booked, and we got our wires crossed. So it's just me and Emily. So this one's probably going to be short and not interesting.
Look at me. I'm the Tyler Dryblatt now. Oh, no. Oh. And that's a reference from Don't Ask Me. I don't know. I've only seen the meme.
Wow, you really don't know. That's wild. That's wild. Just, I would think, zeitgeist stuff alone would get you there. But what are you drinking?
I have Hop Butcher Zombie Hopsicle, Citra and Strata Hopped Double India Pale Ale, brewed with kiwi and watermelon. It broke 60 degrees in Fair Verona, and that means it's time for a fruity IPA, I guess. So it's very hazy.
Yeah.
It's opaque.
It's opaque.
It smells quite fruity and a little hoppy. Weird.
Weird.
It's sweeter than I was expecting, which I guess I should have. It shouldn't be sweeter than I was expecting, because it said kiwi and watermelon, but it's got like all that hoppy IPA taste, and also a little bit of weird sweetness.
And it's what ABV again?
I don't think I said. It's, I believe, 7.5.
7.5. Okay, that's good. You're stepping it down. You had that 8% this week that obliterated you. So this way...
In my defense, it was a lot of 8%.
What are those pours? 20 ounce?
I think it's 22. I feel like we've had this conversation so many times and I never remember. I thought it was 20 and you thought it was bigger.
I thought I was team 20 and 20 was correct. But that might be revisionist history on my part. You know what? It doesn't matter. I have Toppling Goliath's Caramel Apple Fandango, a fruited sour beer. This is not the right season for this. I feel like it's pretty squarely, like, usually sours aren't autumnal, but if it's caramel apple, I feel like that's when I should be drinking this, but it's not. It smells very sweet. Wah! Wowzers. It's very sweet and a little sour, and I don't think this is what's happening. But if this were a science experiment to say, how sour can we make this beer and still have a dipshit say on a podcast, this beer is sweet? Then this, I think, that very specific Guinness World Record, I think, might be here. Because I really did, because the nose is all sweet, and then I kind of had forgotten already it was sour. You look disgusted. And?
Why does it taste like that?
Yeah. Very weird.
It tastes like if they just melted down a bunch of those caramel apple pops and fermented it.
Yep. That very may be what happened. 6.2%.
Got a nice aftertaste, though.
Yeah, it act like kind of a legitimate tasting caramel as the aftertaste. Sort of nice. So, now's the part of the show where we either do an article, or you tell me something from your life, or I tell you something from my life, or I read an email Tim sent us.
Did Tim send us an email?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, I know. I saw that earlier. I was very stoked. Fittingly, he guessed the reason Tyler wouldn't be here without even knowing that Tyler isn't here. The subject line of his email is, "Don't pass over this local beer news." He makes a bold prediction here, and I think Emily and I should weigh in that after what Dip had last time, Tim is saying Imperial Pilsner will be the beer of the summer. Apparently New Glarus, Wisconsin brewery, has one out now. He says I should give it a whirl, and then I think to myself, Tim, you don't know me at all. But then the very next sentence is, it'll be a solid 2 minutes of hate. And then I was like, you know what, Tim? You might know me extremely well after all. And I should try it. I should try it. And he's right about me liking boozy stuff that goes down smooth. So he's got my number there, even though I think this will suck. So I wanted to ask you, Emily.
Yeah.
He says Imperial Pilsner is going to be the beer of the summer. What do you think is going to be the beer of the summer?
Oh man, I'm not up to date on beer trends. I feel like the beer of the last four summers has been sours, but they made sours also the beer of winter. I mean, Imperial Pilsner could be, but it feels like not a good summer beer, if I'm being honest.
Well, what makes it a good summer beer is that it's light. I know that probably what people want to do is drink three beers on the lawn while they have a burger for off the grill or whatever. But maybe what they actually want is one beer that takes longer to drink.
I feel like you want a crisp beer, though.
A Pilsner is... those that like a Pilsner would tell you they're very crisp.
I feel like that you need, like, an APA or something with just enough hops to keep it clean at the back of your mouth.
And it's funny you say that, because my pick is a beer that is decidedly not clean at the back at all, which is the Juicy IPA. Obviously, Juicy IPAs, similar to what you were saying about sours, have been the beer of the summer for a while now. But I just, like, I think it's going to get even worse, I guess.
Can we just make a pitch for wheat beers? Can we have Hot Girl Hefeweizen summer?
I mean, I love a Hefeweizen. I think of it more as a spring thing. But also, we're recording this in mid-April, so we have time. With our vast influence that we do have.
Yes, because the beers are not already being made. The beers for summer.
Right. Fair enough. Hot Girl Hefeweizen summer? Is that the term?
I mean, I want to have a Hot Girl Hefeweizen summer.
I want to have a smoking Hot Girl smoked beer summer. Is that allowed? Or am I sexist now all of a sudden?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone can have a hot girl summer. I think it's really more of a mindset. I might not understand what a hot girl summer is.
No, I think you're just... is that woke mind virus you got? He also sent us... Tim did, that is. Sent us an article about a beer... a brewery from Wanakee that I guess is now on the west... the east side of Madison. And because we were already on Tim's email, I thought we could talk about that next. How about we do just that?
Yeah. I mean, this... I feel like I am not surprised, but also sad. My first introduction to Lone Girl was through a work friend who, I think, did their rehearsal dinner at Lone Girl and said, you know, their beer is pretty good, but this was not a friend who was particularly into beer. But, you know, said they liked the location. It was a cool vibe. They thought the beer was good as someone who doesn't drink a ton of beer. But then I do remember there being something about the owner of Lone Girl. Like, I don't remember what the thing in Madison with, like, wait staff was, but there was some big to-do.
I think it was something about minimum wage taxing. Oh, I was thinking it was a taxing tip situation.
No, I think it was
pooling tips.
Something about there was something about wanting to make it so that you had to actually pay real minimum wage to servers, and they were like very vocally against it. That could be wrong, but
well, it's funny you say that because. Tim, when he did some strong editorializing, he tried to put his thumb on the scale on my opinion about this. Damn it, Tim. And he said, how is this both exactly who you'd expect to own a Lone Girl Brewing Company and the worst case scenario? And so I thought, maybe he knows the story that Emily's talking about. I don't. I thought he was just saying that this brewing company called Lone Girl is owned by two men. Like, to me, that's what I thought he was saying the problem is, and also is my problem with it, because I don't know what you're talking about.
It could be. I might have gone on that whole rant for nothing.
Well, how about I do my stand-up type 3, and you can do some Googling.
Yeah.
All right, so the stand-up that I do, I had this idea. I forget the amount of time. Was that song where it's like 3.5 minutes of silence or something like that? That's me, but it's stand-up, so I just sit here silently and I look at Emily while she Googles. We'll drop in later if this is a thing.
Yeah, sorry.
I really thought you'd be alone.
It was many years ago that I saw this, and I'll say what I want to say. I'll say my own thoughts.
Do that now.
I mean, I hope they had a good intention when they named this brewery, but I doubt it.
I don't think that it was. I doubt they intended for it to be, like, a tricky sexist thing.
Yeah, that's
stolen
fair.
Valor thing, but, like, have some awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're men, so they don't have to.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I hate those guys. So unaware.
Men, am I right?
Where are you at, content-wise?
Oh, so little.
Okay. I saw you Googling something. I thought, oh, you're back on that.
No.
There's only two of us.
Yeah. I can't Google, but it's what I do. Your beer ruined my palate for...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
...any other flavors.
Yeah, it's raucous. Do you need me to get you some water?
No, I'm good.
All right.
This is just sweeter than I keep thinking that it tastes sweet because of your beer, but it actually is just weirdly sweet.
Let me try your beer.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's a lot sweeter than yours is, but yours is fairly sweet.
Yeah. It's no Potosi Steamboat Shandy, but it's...
Oh, man. But that reminds me, I don't remember if we talked about this, that's a beer you left at least beer in quotes.
Yeah.
You left
so much of that on the table.
Three quarters of the glass on the table.
Why did Crystal let us order that?
Because we tipped her.
I feel like that might have been early in our going to... Mr. Bruce Tap House when Crystal did not know us, because she did definitely steer us away from beers that she thought we wouldn't like after that.
I mean, I don't even remember if she was working that day. You probably do because you're psycho.
I don't remember. I'm going to say it wasn't Crystal because she was great.
She was great. Can you think of any other notable times that you've put a beer away, any drink away and been just like, no, absolutely not?
I don't think so. I mean, I've definitely left beer on the table at restaurants just because I am a bit of a lightweight and didn't want to finish it. But it wasn't... I can't think of other notable times where, flavor-wise, I was like, this is undrinkable. It's usually just a... This is undrinkable because I don't want to be this drunk.
For the most part, I only ever have the experience for the podcast, like that one mead...
Yeah, we split that mead, and that mead was bad, but we did both finish it.
Yeah, like things that I would have set aside, except that I kind of have to not. But then an honorable mention would be the time that I got peer pressured into drinking a Jaeger bomb, and I was like, I know what is in a Jaeger bomb, I know I won't like it, I don't want to drink this. And they're like, you'll like it, it's everybody likes it, you'll like it. And it's one of those ones where you have to chug it, and I chugged it and immediately vomited it back into the cup that I drank it out of because it tastes so bad that my body rejected it.
Yeah, you've told me that story, and I hate it every time.
Oh, that's good.
What about that martini at that wedding? Did you drink that whole martini out of spite?
Yeah, I did drink that whole martini out of spite. I don't remember, like, is spite the word? Competitive spirit, perhaps?
Yeah, you drank that whole martini because you... We're challenging yourself.
I was determined. And, I mean, I don't really know that many people at that wedding either.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I kind of just chilled and drank my martini. Probably looked James Bond-esque.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe, definitely. We got two more articles, but I also, you seem like you're running out of steam. You want to do one more?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I can keep going. I'm giving up on this lone girl situation.
Yeah, I think you might just be misremembering
something. I'm probably just misremembering. I won't sleep tonight while I Google it, but it's fine. I don't have to Google it on the podcast.
That's good. I forgot about this. This is good. So this comes to us from loudwire.com.
I hate it.
What's on Miller High Life's new record? It seems as though they're releasing a limited time vinyl record that has beer in it.
A liquid that closely resembles beer.
Is it not actually beer?
I mean, I don't know. The video accompanying the announcement shows a record spinning on a turntable. A liquid that closely resembles beer is sloshing around inside the vinyl. Maybe it's beer. Maybe it's brown water.
But, I guess no one has one of these, so no one can actually open it and do a chemical analysis.
Yeah, it is not out yet. What's on Dive Bar Sounds? What are Dive Bar Sound tracks? Why have I never heard of any of these?
Welcome to the Dive. Champagne Nights, Happy Hour, Rack 'em Up, Regulars Remix, Another Round, and Last Call. I don't think I know any of this.
Did they write bespoke songs for this?
I think...
Is this an album of bespoke dive bar songs?
I think that might be the case.
Oh, no.
I might have to listen to this. I guess maybe I can't.
Yeah, maybe the only way to listen is...
You don't think this shit's on Spotify?
I mean, it's not on Spotify yet.
You have to check back on this. I think this is very funny. I also wonder if, from a physics standpoint, it matters at all. Like, if the sloshing will mess with the RPM or something.
Yeah, I can't imagine this working well, but I don't know why.
It seems like it would fuck with the balance or something.
It seems squishy, but there's no reason that it would be squishy. And, it should be weighted evenly as long as your turntable is actually horizontal, which... It ought to be, but it might not be.
And I guess it's not spinning enough for the, centrifugal force to be a factor. The slosh of it all, I mean.
The slosh of it all. It's probably not beer, because I do think that the carbonation would cause problems. Maybe it's uncarbonated beer?
It's probably just water with food coloring. they probably want something... the least chemically complex, so that it survives as long as possible.
I feel like this is going to be a weird collector's item someday, but they're going to make too many of them for it to really matter now. No, resellers are a scourge upon the earth, and they'll be selling these for a stupid amount of money.
Apparently there's a whole economy to that with Pokemon cards, of just going into the store at opening and buying all the cards and making a secondary market.
Yeah, yeah, that's why they don't sell Pokemon cards at Target anymore. Because people were, camping out outside of Target to buy Pokemon cards and then being real jerks about it. And resellers are the worst. They do that with everything, though, now. Because it turns out the Tradwives don't want to not make money. And the only way they can think of to make money... is scamming other people.
And I guess they don't want to just increase the price of Pokemon cards because then children won't be able to get Pokemon cards. Because I feel like that's how you eliminate the secondary market, is make a secondary market not profitable.
Well, the thing is, you have to make it prohibitively expensive to buy many of them, but there's a secondary market for video game consoles. Someone's gonna buy as many as they can and sell them for twice the price.
At some point, you raise the price enough that they're like, no one's going to buy this for twice the price anymore.
The fix is to stop with artificial scarcity. Like, you flood the market. And that's that's how you stop resellers. Because why would I buy something for twice the price if I can just go buy it from a retailer? But the companies don't really care about the secondary market because they're making the money either way.
They're the primary market.
They're selling out, and that's what they want to do. This rant brought to you by children's pajamas.
Yeah, I knew, but it makes me like fantasize about running a company with a secondary market and just like really keeping track of what is scarce so that scalpers buy a bunch of stuff and then I flood the market to undercut them and like just do that like in a really bigoted way.
I mean, the children's pajama market, it's now doing terribly because it turns out there are 1,000 of these companies and people can buy them on Temu and don't actually want to spend $70 for the one specific print. But they keep like re-releasing old stuff, and all of a sudden all of these resellers who are sitting on what they think is thousands of dollars of merchandise, now all of a sudden all the people who want it can just buy it and it drops in value like overnight. And maybe they can still make more than they paid for it initially, but they're not getting 3 or 4 times what they paid for it, which is what they want.
It's a job that reminds me of stockbroker, which is a job that I think of as being unethical, but it's kind of even more unethical than a stockbroker because it's not just essentially betting on whether values will go up or down. It's also buying products that people want to buy for themselves for the actual use case, and instead you're kind of taking this away from them.
Yeah. But I'm sure this has been happening in beer for years. It's just that has to be more hush-hush because it's illegal to resell it.
You know, I'm sure it does, but I have a feeling it happens less.
I mean, there are definitely people who are like, who live near, what's the one that makes Pliny the What's-His-Face?
Pliny the Elder? Somewhere out east.
Yeah. There are definitely people who go buy the maximum allotted amount that they can get, because they can wait out in line, because it's near where they live, and are selling it for $400 a bottle, because some scrub in California can't make it out there.
I think the difference is that if 100 people get in line for the Goose Island yada yada pack, a small percentage is looking to resell. Like, that's maybe 80% of people who want to drink it and 20% of people who want to sell it, as opposed to these Pokemon card assholes. Like, I don't think any Pokemon fans are buying these.
I mean, if Pokemon fans weren't buying them, then there wouldn't be a resale market.
Well, I mean, they're not buying them in the stores because they're not able to.
Yeah, that's probably true. The only way to do it is to impose limits, and then you get into the what limits are fair and what isn't fair. This isn't fun podcast content. No, I'm sorry.
No, this is a...
this is a real bummer.
This is audio poison. Should we wrap this up?
What's the other article we got? What else we got?
Okay.
We can save this.
Okay, you're in charge. This is
what would you put on a dive bar playlist?
What?
Well, that was the last. We're going back to the last one.
Wow, I can't keep up with you. I had already shifted gears.
Yeah.
A dive bar, I mean, closing time, but then I guess you risk the potential of confusing people into thinking it's closing time.
Yeah. Wonderwall?
Now, in what respect is that dive bar themed? Or is that just a song that reminds you of dive bars?
I mean, is closing time dive bar themed or just like place themed?
Bar themed. I guess Last Call is more bar themed. I always think about it as being a song about a bar, but maybe it's not. It just seems weirder if it's like you're closing down a KFC. Like, that's there's not as much whist involved.
Yeah. I mean, I just think of, you know, any song that a college white boy is going to play on a guitar at a frat party thinking he's very cool.
Okay, we were thinking about this in different circumstances.
But we don't... Also, I do feel like Closing Time and Wonderwall go hand in hand.
Because they're easy to sing and play on guitar, but make people go, wow, you deep.
Do they make people go, wow, you deep? I mean, or did they do that when they first came on?
Dumb chicks. Mm. The only people I care about.
I wouldn't know.
I had another one.
What's New Pussycat? 100 times in a row?
Is that...
It's not 100 times in a row.
Is that just a story from the internet?
Or yeah.
Is
that, okay. No, I doubt that ever actually happened.
Because okay. I had also heard that, and I was like, was that like a friend of yours, or is that just a green text somewhere?
No, that was on the internet.
Right.
I hope it happened.
Dear, do I have permission to move on to the next article now?
Yeah.
I have your verbal consent. This is from san.com, Straight Arrow News. Then it says unbiased. Yikes. Straight facts.
Yikes.
And like that makes me be like, now hold on. Is this really far right wing, or is there a chance that this is like
I mean, the sidebar tells us that it's it doesn't tell us. It tells us,
what is this?
A bias distribution of other places reporting on America's number one beer.
Well, I think actually by reading this bias distribution, we could get a feel for where they are. But let's not. let's instead talk about how America's number one beer has been sliding sales, has sliding sales due to immigration crackdown. So this is about Constellation Brands, who owns Modelo. And basically the long and short of it is, people being so racist against Mexican people that Mexican people are afraid to drink Mexican beer? No, that can't be right.
I mean, it's not far off. It's that people who want to drink Modelo are Hispanic and they don't want to go show their ID to anyone.
So that's really very cool. Very cool.
We live in the best time.
And then also they bring up, of course, the aluminum tariffs. And oh, wowzers, there's more to this, huh? Kind of not really. They're kind of just restating the whole article longer.
Full story, and then also more things.
So how much AI you think is involved here?
So much.
Do you think Craig Negrelli exists?
I think that he does exist. I don't think that that picture is of Craig Negrelli. It's weird that... it's not weird that there is a far-right news source talking about this, but no one more left-leaning than, like, CNN.
I'm not sure that I buy this.
Yeah.
Because I think this is an ad, but... I kind of am trying to figure out if this actually is unbiased, because I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop and it'd be like, and that's why I'm so mad at Mexicans.
Well, you keep scrolling, so I don't know that either of us have actually read it.
I've skimmed it 5 or 6 times, so I think I'm kind of an expert.
Did you read the bold? Did you read the headline or the headers and not any of the text in between?
Man.
Okay, great. Man, what is this website?
I think I'm going to have to do some more research. Do my own research. You know, I like to do my own research.
You love to do your own research and get the measles.
It really does seem like it's going to get racist, and then it doesn't.
Yeah, weirdly, it feels further left than I was expecting. It's not unbiased, but it is... biased in a weird direction.
I mean, I think it's mostly just stating facts. They're not doing, like, it's not, like, talking about what a shame all the Mexicans being here are, or what a shame all the deportations are, which usually you would get.
Yeah, that's fair. It does use the word dead naming in a different article title, and I feel like that's not a term that any far-right news source knows.
Oh, I saw a different one that said deadline. That's different. No, this is probably left. I gotta do more Googling. What is this fucking thing? Straight Arrow News. It feels like it's trying to dog whistle something, but I'm not hearing it.
It feels so... I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, no one's making you read it, other than me. But now I'm not, because we're going to rate these beers.
Oh, no. You go first.
Okay. I have Toppling Goliath Caramel Apple Fandango. It's so weird how sweet it is. Bizarrely, the sourness mellows. The sweetness stays around, so it's just... It's really sweet. And the sourness really kind of fades to a point where it's a very Granny Smith apple-esque, which is my preferred apple varietal. But yeah, shit, so sweet. I don't know, man. This is quite interesting. I wouldn't have one of these ever again in my whole life, but I'm going to give it an 8. And recommend it to people who are in favor of interesting experiences.
It's the real sensory seekers. The other autists. And...
Well, I'm learning more about us every day.
I had Zombie Hopsicle by Hop Butcher. The sweetness, I think, mellowed. By mellowed, I mean I forgot about it a little bit. It tastes like a slightly sweet IPA, and I like a fruitier, brighter IPA, so I don't dislike it. I would like it to be... I want this hot profile without the watermelon and kiwi, because the watermelon and kiwi is not distinct as, like, those flavors. It's just kind of a weird sweetness on top of what I think would otherwise be a better beer.
They're trying to do too much with it?
I think they put some fruits on there and were like, look at what we got. But I think that the watermelon just comes through as sweetness and the kiwi's not there at all. Like, I guess maybe you can pick out watermelon if you have better taste buds than I do, but it really just kind of tastes like, why'd they make this IPA so sweet? But that said, I would recommend it to anyone who wants to drink a double IPA outside when it's 85 degrees. I would give it a 6.8.
Solid. I would also recommend it to Tyler because he has such a hard-on for watermelon beers.
If you didn't tell me it was watermelon, I would be like, yeah, there's some kind of weird fruit.
Then he'll get a teeny tiny hard-on. Just help my boy out.
He's gonna get a teeny tiny hard-on either way.
Got him.
I don't know. I've never seen it, and I don't want to.
There's something weirdly meaner for a girl to make a small dick joke than a guy to make a small dick joke. I'm not sure what that is. Is that misogyny? Oops! I'll have to pray on that. Anyway,
dismantle the patriarchy.
Yeah, be sure to do that in your spare time. We're going to wrap it up now. I don't know what I'm drinking next week. You can't tweet at us. At Brews Day Tuesday on Blue Sky. BrewsTuesday.com, BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Is there anything like to plug?
The resurrection of our Lord and Savior on 420 Blaze It.
Oh yeah, we're getting hyped for that. We're getting hyped for that for real. Anyway, bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
And now, listener, this is after the end audio. This is just going to be me and Emily doing a slightly deeper dive into if sand.com is left, right, or center. Honestly,
I just can't. I cannot tell.
Given the skimming so far, it seems like they're just reporting straight facts, which is what their tagline is.
Unbiased straight facts. But I don't believe them.
I know. It's so, like, It's like Fox News Fair and Balanced. That was fucking 20 years ago. All right, I'm going to check out this
Man, allsides.com says it's center.
I don't know what allsides.com is.
It seems to be a media bias rating website. Okay. And the thing about that is they're probably also biased. Yeah, which makes it very hard to get.
Well, I guess, how do they rate, like, if they rate Fox News as center, then we know they're far right.
Sure.
We can find a few different touch points.
Oh, you can, like, thumbs up or thumbs down their ratings. So if people disagree.
Well, so that's also a little bit of a problem, is if anyone can vote. Yeah,
that's fair. I don't know how to find other... Your website's bad in that I can't tell how to find the information I want on it.
I'm reading this article by Ray Bogan, political correspondent. Colorado may consider dead naming and misgendering in child custody cases. And so far, I'm just reading facts. It has a quote from a Democrat. This is why we think it's a good idea. And a quote from Roe Hogan. This is why I think it's misguided. And then that's the end of the article. It's just like, this is a fact. Here's one person's opinion. Here's the opposite person's opposite opinion. Enjoy. So, I don't know. I guess in this...
it does rate Fox News opinion and Fox News Digital as, like, far right.
What's it got for far left?
I mean, BuzzFeed, Associated Press, Daily Beast, Democracy Now, HuffPost, MSNBC, New York Times Opinion, Slate, The Atlantic, The Guardian.
I'm kind of okay with that selection. Yeah. Other than, I don't know. I think calling AP left is kind of silly. Because they, I don't know, I feel like they are mostly just... fact staters also.
I mean, things they rate center: BBC News, Christian Science Monitor.
That's bizarre.
Forbes, News Nation, Newsweek, Reason, Reuters. Ooh, I should know how to say that.
I think it's Reuters.
The Hill, Wall Street Journal News, Wall Street Journal Opinion, Slate Right.
Huh. Well, I think we can all agree we haven't learned anything and wasted everyone's time. Goodbye.